a dream ball. Created by Opal Song. Once upon a time, there was a young country girl. She ran through fields of flowers trying to find the perfect dress to wear to the prince's ball that evening. Really? Really, Eames? You're going to play the young ingenue who needs a ball gown and a fairy godmother and is basically Cinderella? Really? Eames smiled beatifically at Arthur, and Arthur just sighed. It did work, and it probably would actually get them into the massive, fancy royal ball. Arthur sighed, because really that was only going to work for one person. And it was just the two of them and Ariadne on the mission, and, well, and Ariadne was already going as the attendant to this young, mysterious country girl who got an invitation by lottery because she was just so beautiful. And she was going to be the one wandering around actually getting at the safe and stuff. And, well, yeah. Arthur would need to find a way into the party and a way to make the biggest show possible. Arthur became a prince. Only, yeah, he made sure to keep it a surprise, so that when Eames entered the ballroom, having left his attendant in the lobby, everything went hush, because the young princess-to-be entered the room in the sparkling gown that her godmother gave her, and she looked up, and there was the prince. He was talking to someone. Only then he turned and their eyes met and, well, she lost her breath for a second. And then they came together and it was the most beautiful expression of love. They began to dance and Eames went, Arthur? And well, they needed a distraction. And distracting they were as they danced and danced and danced. And how long was it going to take, Ariadne? And people were beginning to lose interest. So, well, yeah, they started kissing because this is that kind of story. And because it's also that kind of story, the combination of the lights and the intimacy and the murmured talking and the fact that they had to do this for, like, 40 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. They fell in love. Or rather, they actually were in a relationship before that, and Eames will never stop referring to Arthur as my prince now, and it's actually kind of really annoying. But, well, he loves the guy, so... The end. Happy holidays, Fleurichard.